and from Thalman Service Center. Complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, ThalmanServiceCenter.com. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program is the second episode in a series called Uncovering the Originals. Today, it's the music of Robert Johnson. So life is so mysterious. Robert Johnson was born on May the 8th in 1911. He was only 27 years old when he died on August the 16th in 1938. And when I think about how this man lived, he was a street musician. He was an American blues singer. He was a singer and a songwriter. Back in the 30s, before the whole rock and roll thing got started, before it became so standard for the singer-songwriter to be such a big part of our culture, Robert Johnson was traveling around Mississippi in the South, writing songs, and became the king of the Delta blues. It's a mystery to me how so many of the British invasion rock and rollers listened to Robert Johnson. But in the 1960s, there was Eric Clapton in Cream. There was Peter Green in Fleetwood Mac. There was Keith Richards and Brian Jones in the Rolling Stones. And they were all incredibly influenced and impressed by this man, Robert Johnson, the American blues singer. Robert Johnson only recorded in two recording sessions. In 1936 and in 1937, he recorded with acoustic guitar, and the recordings were done actually in a couple of hotel rooms. But those recordings have survived. And in 1990, Columbia Records released a two-disc volume of his complete recordings. But it was the album that was released in 1961 called Robert Johnson, King of the Delta Blues. Somehow it ended up in England in the hands of all these rock and roll musicians. And it stamped them and formed their identity. So that's how I discovered who Robert Johnson is, by listening to Rolling Stones records. I didn't know who this guy was. But as I've learned and done some work on who this man is, I've uncovered some of the footsteps, some of the footprints that he has left in our culture. And his life was fairly undocumented. If it hadn't been for those recording sessions, he would have died a complete unknown. So that's the mystery that life brings. You never know the things you do, how they might be a legacy and follow after you. So the concept for Uncovering the Originals is to play songs that were really more famous because of the covers that were done. But most people never heard the original recordings. So we're uncovering the originals. This is the second in a series that I kind of stumbled upon this idea. And so Robert Johnson is a prime example. We're going to listen to his original recordings from the 30s, and then we're going to hear the covers that brought those songs into the public's attention. So let's start with a song called Love in Vain. And then we're going to listen to the Rolling Stones. Now, here's a quote. Before you hear the song, I want you to hear the original, and then I want you to hear the cover. So I wanted to read a little bit about what Keith Richards had to say when he was talking about Robert Johnson. So it was 1969 when they released their album, Let It Bleed. And here's what Keith Richards has to say. Quote, "For a time, we thought the songs that were on the first album, King of the Delta Blues, were the only recordings Robert Johnson made. And then suddenly, around 1967 or 68, comes up another bootleg that included Love in Vain. Love in Vain was such a beautiful song. Mick and I both loved it. And at the time, I was working and playing around with Graham Parsons, and I started searching around for a different way to present it. Because if we were going to record it, there was no point in trying to copy the Robert Johnson style or ways or styles. We took it a little bit more country, a little bit more formalized, and Mick felt comfortable with that." And then that's what Keith Richards, half of the songwriting duo, and then Mick Jagger, here's what he had to say about this recording. This is from a 1995 interview in Rolling Stone, 1995, with Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger says, quote, "We changed the arrangement quite a lot from Robert Johnson's. We put in extra chords that aren't there on the Robert Johnson version. We made it more country. And that's another strange song because it's very poignant. Robert Johnson was a wonderful lyric writer, and his songs are quite often about love, but they're desolate."
In my hand, and I followed to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Well, it's hard to tell when all your love's in vain, all my love's in vain. And the train rolled up to the station. I looked her in the eye. When the train rolled up to the station, and I looked her in the eye. Well, I was lonesome, I felt so lonesome, and I could not help but cry. All my love's in vain. It left the station with two lights on behind. When the train it left the station with two lights on behind. Well, the blue light was my blue, and the red light was my mind. All my love's in vain. Willie Mae.
Followed her to the station with a suitcase in my hand. Yeah, I followed her to the station suitcase in my hand. Whoa, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell when all you love's in vain. When the train in the eye, well, the train come in the station, and I looked her in the eye. Oh, I felt so sad, so lonesome that I could not help but cry.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones. Let It Bleed. 1969. There they are doing a Robert Johnson song called Love in Vain. And we heard Robert Johnson's original recording from the Complete Recordings, reissued in 1990, sold over 1 million copies to date. So, you know, I mentioned Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton was indelibly stamped by the music and the style of Robert Johnson, and he set out to do a recording in 2004. He was going to be writing, you know, some of his original songs, and he got the band together, Andy Fairweather, Billy Preston, Steve Gadd, Doyle Bramall, and Nathan East. What a band. And they were going to record a bunch of Clapton's original songs, and he didn't have enough of them ready. And they ended up doing all these recordings of these Robert Johnson songs. So we decided, well, you know, these recordings are good. And in 2004, Eric Clapton released an album called Me and Mr. Johnson. And every track on that album is a Robert Johnson song. So he also includes a version of Love in Vain, which we're about to hear. But I thought it might be interesting to hear in an interview when he released the album what Eric Clapton had to say. Here's what Eric Clapton has to say about Mr. Johnson. Quote, "It is a remarkable thing to have been driven and influenced all of my life by the work of one man. And even though I accept that it has always been the keystone of my musical foundation, I would not regard it as an obsession. Instead, I prefer to think of it as a landmark that I navigate by. Whenever I feel myself going adrift, I'm talking, of course, about the work of Robert Johnson. Up until I heard his music, everything I had ever heard seemed as if it was dressed up for a shop window somewhere, so that when I heard him for the first time, it was like he was singing only for himself, and now and then maybe God. At first, it scared me in its intensity, and I could only take it in small doses. Then I would build up strength and take a little more, but I could never really get away from it, and in the end, it spoiled me for everything else. Now, after all these years, his music is like my oldest friend, always in the back of my head and on the horizon. It is the finest music I have ever heard. I have always trusted its purity, and I always will." This is Eric Clapton's version of Robert Johnson's Love in Vain. Eric Clapton from me and Mr. Johnson, released in 2004, Robert Johnson. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we're uncovering the originals. We're listening to the original recordings of songs that were made more famous as covers, so we're uncovering them. So that was a pretty cool thing, right? So we're going to repeat that formula. We're going to listen to the original recording that Robert Johnson did of Stop Breaking Down in 1937. He did two recording sessions in 1936 and 37. Then in 1939, all of those songs were released as 78 RPM records. And they might have gone down as an unknown musician if it hadn't been for all these British guitarists stepping in and recording his songs and emulating his blues style. So we're going to hear a song called Stop Breaking Down. And then we're going to go back to the Rolling Stones, 1972, Exile on Main Street. Oh, yeah. So let's listen to the original from Robert Johnson, Stop Breaking Down.
Every time I'm walking down the street, some pretty mama start breaking down with me. Stop breaking down. Yeah, stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta bust your brains out, baby, ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. I can't walk the streets now, contemplate my mind. Some no good woman, she starts breaking down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta go and bust your brain down, ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. Now you Saturday night women, you love to ape and clown. You won't do nothing but tear a good man reputation down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta put your brain down, baby, ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. I give my baby 99 degrees. She jumped up and threw the pistol down on me. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Stuff I gotta bust your brain down, baby. Ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. I can't start walking down the street, but some pretty mama don't start breaking down with me. Stop breaking down. Yeah, stop breaking down. The stuff I got about your brain now, baby, woo, to make you lose your mind.
Thank you.
Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street from 1972. Stop Breaking Down. Woo! So, what intrigues me about that is how you take the Robert Johnson original recording and his little licks, the way he does his blues licks, the way he delivers the atmosphere, the personality, everything. They take that essence. It's fascinating to hear how Keith Richards, I don't know if he's playing lead or, but how they take those licks, those guitar, that guitar vocabulary that Robert Johnson made and make it their own. So Stop Breaking Down, Robert Johnson, recorded in 1936. There's two more versions I want to play of this very same song. We're going to go back to that Eric Clapton recording from 2004, Me and Mr. Johnson. And then we're going to hear from another, one of the guitarists from England in the 60s, when Eric Clapton, you would see signs down in the metro in England, Clapton is God. And there was this cult following that was developing around lead guitar players. And Fleetwood Mac, one of the founders of Fleetwood Mac in 1967, was a man named Peter Green. And he played on all of the early Fleetwood Mac albums from 1967 through 1970. Then he left the band. He formed the Peter Green Splinter Group, and in 1998, Peter Green releases an album called The Robert Johnson Songbook, and we're going to listen to his cover of Stop Breaking Down. So here we go. Here's some more. Here's Eric Clapton's version of Robert Johnson's Stop Breaking Down. And then Peter Green, right after that.
Every time I'm walking down the street, some pretty mama stop breaking down with me. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Stuff I gotta bust your brains out, baby. My mind. Some pretty mama starts breaking down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Stuff I gotta bust your brains out, baby. Ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. Now you Saturday night women, you love the aping clown. Won't do nothing but tear a good man's reputation down. Stop breaking down. Down. Stuff I gotta bust your brains out, baby. Ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. Stop breaking down.
Said, I got a bunch of brains out, baby. It'll make me lose my mind. I got a busted brains out, baby. You don't make a news of mine.
Saturday night women, you love to ape and clown. You don't do nothing but tear a good man's reputation down. Stop breaking down.
I got a busted brains out, baby. Bust your brains out, baby. You don't make a deal with your mind.
Breaking Down. That's Peter Green, the founding member of Fleetwood Mac, incredible blues guitarist. So interesting to compare all those interpretations of Robert Johnson's song Stop Breaking Down when it comes close to capturing the lowdown, the dirty, the raw feeling. The Stones really caught it for me. And it's interesting when I hear Eric Clapton's version of that song. I hear what he says. I read a quote from him earlier about how Robert Johnson made him feel, and he said, quote, "At first it scared me in its intensity, and I could only take it in small doses. Later I would build up strength and take a little more. I could never really get away from it. In the end, it spoiled me for everything else." So it sounds like Eric Clapton was so overwhelmed by the raw emotion that Robert Johnson had that Eric Clapton didn't quite want to go that far in his recordings in 2004. It seems like it's been polished up, like it's been refined when Eric Clapton did his version. And Peter Green gets a little bit closer to that raw feel, to that blues, to that original feeling that Robert Johnson had in his initial recordings in the 1930s. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then, today's program, Uncovering the Originals, the original recordings of Robert Johnson and their covers by a whole slew of British rock and rollers. So Eric Clapton, you know, he started his career in different bands, and Cream was one of his landmark bands. We're going to hear a couple of Cream recordings. And what I'm saying about I hate to use the word sterilized some of the Robert Johnson catalog in his later recordings. When he was a much younger rock and roller playing with Cream, Cream was a trio. Ginger Baker, on drums, Jack Bruce on bass, and Eric Clapton on lead guitar. They were wild. And they did a song called Crossroads Blues. We're going to hear the original Robert Johnson recording, and then we're going to hear a live version of Cream in concert at the Winterland in San Francisco in 1968. So, Crossroad Blues, it's also part of the legend. A lot of mythology is built up around Robert Johnson because there's just no real documentation about his life. In fact, they weren't really sure when he died until someone did some research in the 80s and finally uncovered a death certificate with no cause of death explained. But the story goes that he was flirting with this married woman at a gig that he was playing. And this married woman husband gave a flask of whiskey to Robert Johnson to drink. And the woman told him, don't drink that. Don't drink that. Don't drink anything that, you know, don't drink it. Because she was suspicious that her husband might have been trying to poison him. And so he didn't drink that one. But a little later that night, he was offered another one. And 3 days later, he died. So anyway, Crossroads. The other part of that legend goes that Robert Johnson made a deal with the devil at the crossroads. That he made a deal with the devil that he would be such an amazing musician that he had to sell his soul to be as good as he was. That's just part of the rock and roll mythology. But in any event, let's listen to Robert Johnson's original recording of Crossroad Blues. And then we're going to hear Cream live with Eric Clapton on lead guitar. Robert Johnson.
so deep I'm sinking down.
Yeah, Cream live. Live at the Winterland in San Francisco, 1968, doing Robert Johnson's Crossroads. So Robert Johnson, American blues musician, an original singer-songwriter. We don't usually think of someone like Robert Johnson as the perfect example of a singer-songwriter. An acoustic musician, like a troubadour, roaming around playing his songs. Luckily, he was recorded and influenced a whole generation of rock and rollers. So there's a song called Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to listen to Robert Johnson's recording of that. Here's an interesting, here's something that kind of shows to me the cultural relevance of this one particular song. When Barack Obama was president, back in 2012, the White House hosted, quote, in performance at the White House, Red, White, and Blues, a celebration of the blues. And when he made his opening remarks, Barack Obama said, quote, the music migrated north from the Mississippi Delta to Memphis to my hometown in Chicago. And B.B. King and Buddy Guy were playing at this performance at the White House. And Barack joins B.B. King in singing the first verse of Sweet Home Chicago. So we're going to hear Robert Johnson's recording. And then we're going to turn to an American musician, Leon Russell, born in 1942. Unfortunately, we lost him in 2016. He died when he was 74 years old. Leon Russell, 6 gold records, 2 Grammy Awards. He started his own record label at a time when that was kind of unheard of, Shelter Records. We're going to go back to 1967 to Leon Russell's Asylum Choir 2 with Mark Benno, and we're going to hear Leon Russell's version, the Southern version of Sweet Home Chicago. And then we're going to end the show with a little bit from Peter Green's recording from 1998. So let's start with the original, Robert Johnson, Sweet Home Chicago.
California to my sweet home, Chicago. California, from 30 miles away. Somebody will tell me that you need my help someday, son. Hey, hey, baby, don't you want to go? Hey, to that of California, to my sweet old Chicago.
Chicago. six and two is eight. Eight and two is ten. Friends, boy, she tricked you one time. She's sure gonna do it again. I'm crying, hey. Baby, don't you want to go to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago?
That's Peter Green from Fleetwood Mac doing Robert Johnson's Sweet Home Chicago. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. On today's program, Uncovering the Originals. I hope you enjoyed the music today, and once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. Just a few seconds before 4 o'clock. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF.